Hello, and welcome to the introductory notes for Moss Piglet, a production by Windmill Theatre Company in association with the Adelaide Festival Centre. The audio-described performance is on Saturday the 19th of October at 10:30 a.m., with a sensory tour commencing at 9:45 a.m. The production takes place in the Space Theatre at the Adelaide Festival Centre. The production runs for 40 minutes with no interval. This piece is all about tardigrades. Small but mighty, they have withstood multiple extinction cycles. They've survived boiling temperatures and the freezing temperatures of space. Some people call them water bears. Others call them moss piglets. Moss Piglet is a show about these small and curious critters, taking us from jelly-filled petri dishes to the depths of a volcano in Arctic glaciers to the moon. This show explodes the mysteries of the wildly weird tardigrade. Warning, at times during the performance, there will be flashing lights, haze effects, and loud music. You can bring headphones and can enter and exit the theatre at any time. An installation is active and will be set up in the Space Theatre foyer, where children and fun-loving adults can view various materials through high-powered microscopes. You'll also see a stunning filmed collage created with and by the students of Ocean View College and local artists Emmanueline Zanelli and Liam Somerville. The installation will be open 30 minutes pre and post the performance. The audio describers for the performance will be Carol Wellman Kelly and Jules Felke. The set description. The stage has a dark painted floor and black curtains around the sides. The set is like a large circle that is pale yellow on one side and has a green wedge on the other. There are two walls across the back, slightly offset. The one on our left is a pale yellow and has a large white round screen, about 1.2 metres diameter, in the top left corner. At the beginning, it shows a logo of the Scientific Research Company. A bright green wall sits slightly in front of the yellow one and its front edge slants towards the right. The space between them is the entrance that the actors use to come on and off into the playing space. On our left is the science laboratory with a metal bench. It has a bright green countertop and a curved sink. The sink has a tall, bright green gooseneck tap and real water comes through it when it's turned on. The bench is covered with lots of interesting science apparatus, from glass test tubes and orange safety goggles to a large conical flask held by a clamp, beakers and a Bunsen burner, a microscope and round glass petri dishes. There is also an old-fashioned orange telephone with a handset connected to the phone by a twirly, stretchy cord. Another prop used in the lab is the Freezemaster 5000. It's a white, large handheld machine that blasts very cold ice. It is carried by a top handle and another at the back of the machine. It has a clear central chamber, which blows around white flecks and lights up with blue laser lights. The front nozzle shoots out extremely cold air that fogs up the atmosphere. In front of the angled green wall stands a tall metal volcano. The volcano is triangular. It has a blunt top and small wheels or casters on the bottom so it can be moved around easily. When the volcano erupts, thin red glove-like balloon fingers fill with air and wave about on top of the cupboard like flames and lava. It can split in half, creating two separate triangular cupboard-like shapes. Sometimes they're turned on their sides and become a ramp or a runway. At other times, they're split apart like a crevasse or deep ravine in a mountainside or the automated doors of a spaceship. A blue shadow puppet screen is also pulled out between them, and the silhouette of various puppet creatures are projected onto this. Alongside the volcano is a long wedge-shaped green platform. Above the platform are some very tall, about 3 to 5 meters high, inflated tubes of green plastic that curl around. They look just like giant strands of the moss seen through a microscope. There are two cameras that work in real time and project images up onto a large round screen in the top left-hand corner of the set above the actors' heads when they're standing in the laboratory. One camera is on our left, next to the bench in the laboratory, and captures images of things happening at the bench. The other one is in front of the stage on our right, facing the green wall and floor circle. The green background acts like a green screen in the movies, allowing for special effects and computer-generated imagery. The subject in front of the green screen, often scientist number one, acting as Moss Piglet, and the special video background effects are layered together. The result is one magical picture on the round screen above the laboratory. Between scenes, the lights black out. At other times, the lighting effects and projections can take over the whole stage, covering the walls and floor, creating whole environments like a dry sandy desert, the center of a volcano engulfed in flames or fire, the icy snowy South Pole, underwater in the sea, or the expanse of outer space. Shadow puppets are used in the deep ocean trench scene. There are lots of fish, sharks, and a huge whale, a small submarine, and a diver. There is also a white translucent jellyfish with long tentacles that suddenly lights up with pink neon glow. It drifts and bobs about, suspended on a long, flexible fishing rod-like pole. The characters and costumes. There are two actors in the play. They're dressed as scientists. Scientist number one is Gareth Davies. Gareth is older and wiser and has an expressive face and short brown hair, thinning a bit on top. He wears a green Adidas soccer jersey with white trim and long green shorts with pale purple leggings underneath. Scientist number two is Dylan Miller. Dylan is younger, in his mid-twenties perhaps. He has a mop of dark hair on top, a curly fringe, short at the sides, and a tidy moustache. Dylan has a twinkle in his eye and gets up to mischief, wearing a long-sleeved green Adidas tracksuit top and long green cargo pants, pulled in with elastic at the ankles. Both Gareth and Dylan have on chunky high-top Nike trainers with electric orange and yellow features. They both wear long white science laboratory coats with green collar, cuffs and pocket stripes. Moss Piglet appears in many shapes and sizes throughout the play. Both actors manipulate the Moss Piglet puppets. To start, Moss Piglet is a purple and yellow microscopic lumpy elongated blob, like a semi-transparent slug projected up onto the circular screen. Miniature Moss Piglet is a tiny purple ball on a stick in the ice sculpture or a small puppet on the slalom slopes skiing. Infant-sized Moss Piglet, operated by Dylan's hand, is pale purple, pillowy and cute. Rings of puffy purple fabric from head to foot make up the body, with four sets of short puffy legs with soft claws. This Moss Piglet has a short stubby nose like a pig. Adult-sized Moss Piglet is like a big purple puffy sleeping bag with Gareth inside. His own hands are the top two legs, with the other three sets of legs waggling from the costume in front. Gareth becomes Big Moss Piglet, with his face peeking out from inside a big purple hood. In the shadow puppet play, Moss Piglet is a 2D cutout shape who swims underwater and encounters whales and sharks and divers. Throughout the play, we hear a voice telling us the story like a narrator. This is called a voiceover. It's a recorded voice or someone that speaks but doesn't appear on stage. The creatives. The director and the co-creator is Claire Watson. Another co-creator is Elena Karapetis. Performer, scientist number one, and co-creator is Gareth Davies. Performer, scientist number two, is Dylan Miller. The designer is Meg Wilson. The lighting designer is Chris Petridis and Richard Vabe. Costume and sound designer is Luke Smiles. AV designer, Michael Carmody. Puppetry directors are Jonathan Oxlade and Nathan O'Keefe. Access information. This production takes place in the Space Theatre at the Adelaide Festival Centre. There is an accessible drop-off area located off Festival Drive under the Riverbank footbridge with a lift to the promenade level. A designated disability drop-off is also available 45 minutes before performances. To access the drop-off area, turn into Festival Drive from King William Road, past the Festival Plaza car park entrance and stay left, driving through the EOS Hotel visitor drop-off loop to arrive at the Space Theatre access drop-off. Adelaide Festival Centre is easily accessible by public transport, including the tram, the stoppers at the railway station, trains, buses, and a free bus service that operates on a loop throughout the city and North Adelaide, with stops on the corner of King William Road and North Terrace. You can enter the Space Theatre by foot from North Terrace, Adelaide Railway Station, Adelaide Oval, or King William Road. From North Terrace, you walk down the laneway alongside Sky City Casino. From King William Road, you can walk over the Festival Plaza. There's a lift and an escalator down to the Dunstan Playhouse and Space Theatre level. Or walk along the Walk of Fame from Elder Park. Assistance is offered by venue staff. This is an assistance dog-friendly venue. Welcome to Moss Piglet by Windmill Theatre Company.